Dewald. Is nou die executive van SAFA, not South African Football Association, as I believe. I explained to you a bit earlier on from where. Dewald Wolfier, welkom. Goeienaand.
Goeienaand en baie dankie dat ek hier kan wees, Mac.
Luister, so, eerste vraag. Kom ons kop af. Giwa Awards, Best Butchers 2020. Right, waaroor gaan dit?
Mac, it's all about finding and faming the best butchers in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We as South Africans love our meat and we want to celebrate our butchers through that and to say that they serve us the best thing to eat, which is red meat. And we're looking at them and we want them to be at the top of their game at all times. And secondly, obviously we want to honor them, but the biggest thing is the end of the line for us in the red meat industry at the end of the day is the butcher. So how they sell our product is of the utmost importance and we want to recognize them for what they do.
Now I need to ask you though, what is the process you go through to adjudicate and then celebrate, you know, South Africa's best butcheries or butchers?
Now, okay, Mac, a butcher will qualify or a butcher who qualifies will receive an announcement, an unannounced visit from SAMIC. Now, SAMIC is the South African Meat Industry Inspectors Company. So they inspect our meat and say that it's in good order. They will then take that butchery through a very stringent 212 checkpoint. And this checklist will, amongst other things, rate the butcheries when it comes to quality, service, hygiene, and value for money, of course. The butchers which perform the best against these checklists will then receive a gold and a platinum award in each province. And the very best of them in each province will at the end of the day receive a national award which is either gold or platinum. Now, it's important also to mention that there are three categories. Mm. Because obviously the butchery's size is different. And the sizes which we, or the categories which we place them in, is up to 3 tills. 4 and more tills, and then the supermarkets. So the bigger, the spas, the Checkers, and so on. So it's important to also say that this voting closes on the 31st of March this year, after which SAMIC will do an unannounced inspection at these butcheries, and at the 29th of May, we'll be giving them awards.
I must say, the klink vir my soos baie werk. You know, what is the achievement behind this at the end of the day? What are you trying to achieve with this?
Dit is baie werk. However, again, we'd like to recognize and thank the butchers of South Africa for their hard work. You see, we pride ourselves in South Africa with regards to the red meat that we and the product that we create and sell. And they as butchers are the last stop. After that, it goes to your braai and you braai your red meat. You braai your steak or you braai your chop, and we would like to honor them for what they do. They are the delivery point, and we would also like to ensure that all South African consumers receive the very best experience which they can have shopping for their great meal and value for money at these butcheries.
Luister, so nou kostes. Nou praat ons bietjie 'n paar rande hier. Dis nie so maklik nie om sulke show by mekaar te sit nie.
Nee.
Wie is julle sponsor, of is dit meer van ek haal nou geld uit my eie sak uit en ek sit nie hier om die show by mekaar te sit?
So die Kliewer Awards word jaarliks geborg vanuit statutêre geld.
Hmm.
Nou, statutêre geld is 'n reëling wat ingestel word deur die minister, en die minister keer dit goed. So met elke bees of skaap of bok, enigiets in rooi vleis wat geslag word, word daar 'n bedrag geallokeer en word dit afgetrek by die abattoir. Dit word dan oorbetaal op 'n jaarlikse basis of 'n maandelikse basis altemin aan die rooi vleisindustrie, en van daar uit word daar dienste gelewer terug aan die rooi vleisindustrie. Nou hierdie kostes kom direk van die primêre produsent, of dan nou soos wat ons hom in die volksmond ken, die boer, en die voerkraal en die abattoir betaal 'n gedeelte daartoe. En daai fondse word aangewend hiervoor. So wat ons vir mekaar sê is dat die bedryf betaal hiervoor. Dit kom uit die rooi vleis waardeketting. Waar kom hierdie geld uit?
Now if I've got a butchery in Slaghuis, right? I mean, how do I get to register? Waar begin ek? Waar toe moet ek nou gaan?
Right, it is important. In the past, what we did was we let the consumers nominate the butcheries.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that went a little bit too slow for my personality. And I said, let's relook this, let's change it, let's turn it around, and let's get the butcheries to register themselves. Mm-hmm. In the past, we had up to 200, 250 butcheries registered. Now, at this stage, we're sitting at more than 600 butcheries in South Africa being registered. And that is brilliant. So each butchery can go to our webpage, which is beeftalk.co.za, and they register there and they get a unique number, which their consumers or their customers can vote on for them.
Hmm. Okay, cool. Now, the vraag is, waar stem die mense?
Dis baie belangrik. So elke verbruiker, elke kliënt van 'n slaghuis, gaan na die slaghuis toe en hy vra vir hom, die eerste vraag is natuurlik, is jy geregistreer op die Kliewer Awards en by Beef Talk SA of by beeftalk.co.za. So indien hy nie wel is nie, gaan registreer hy daar en dan kry hy, soos ek gesê het, 'n unieke nommer. Nou hierdie unieke nommer plaas hy en sit hy by sy hele winkel op. Hy kan dit selfs met WhatsApp stuur, hy kan dit op sy Facebook blad sit en sy kliënte kan vir hom stem met daai spesifieke nommer. Hulle kan gaan na die Beef Talk website toe en daar's 'n bladsy waarop hulle daai nommer inlees en hulle stem dan vir daai slaghuis deur daai nommer in te lees.
As a consumer, you know, you intend asking yourself a couple of questions, especially when you walk into a butchery and you are about to purchase meat. What would you say that one should be looking out for, you know, to get that best South African red meat?
For me personally, when I walk into a butchery, the first thing is, and I think a lot of us is like that, is the overall vibe you get. But the first thing that strikes me is the smell.
Mm.
If a butchery smells like a butchery and it's clean and it's neat, then you get that that attitude of I want to buy red meat. Mm. There's a lot of butcheries that does not have that vibe. And I would suggest that you go to a butchery that has that vibe. Now, there's more to it than just a vibe. I think you must actually feel the meat. You must also not smell the meat, but and not taste it there. But I mean, you can ask to touch it. And they'll most probably give you a glove, and they'll have you touch it. And it must be soft to the touch. If meat is hard, it's not nice. But ask your butcher. I think be inquisitive. Ask them about it and ask them if you can touch it. And ask them specifically for recipes. Ask them for specific cuts. And I think you'll quickly learn that the butchers that are passionate about red meat and about meat per se, and not just working there, they will tell you about specific cuts. They will tell you about new type of cuts, like a tomahawk or a ribeye or specific sousatis or kebabs they're making. These guys will be proud. And I think that will draw you to that specific butcher.
Luister, so, voor ek jou laat gaan, Dewald, ek het nog 'n vraag vir jou. Vleis, maar nie net vleis nie, die hele bedryf, okay, so as jy plaasboer is, hierdie geselskap is nogals baie belangrik vir jou, en 'n bietjie later gaan ek 'n podcast met jou deel op jackaranda.com. Right, Dewald, right, so voor ek jou laat gaan, so jy het gepraat van you know, smell, taste, and all of those things. I would just ask, once I get into the butchery, right, and you're telling me that the importance is not, it's all about smelling and touching, and the butchery tells me, or the butcher tells me, nia, geen mag nie. What do I do? I mean, what is the whole experience, the most important experience behind a butchery?
I think you've got to create a relationship with your butcher. Hmm. That's the most important part of it. I know that supermarkets at this stage and age are on the rise, and people still do think they don't know the people behind the counter. Mm. But I think the most important thing is create a relationship with your butcher. Try to understand their perspective of what they want to do, how they want to sell it, and ask questions. Be inquisitive and go out there and speak to your butcher, because he's got the knowledge. They are well trained. They've got ample of experience, and they would like to sell you the best product.
Kyk, daar was 'n tyd waar nou veeboere, as ek reg, hulle het nou deur 'n bietjie moeilike tyd gegaan. Ek dink dit was 2019, 'n bietjie later in die jaar, oor hierdie hele FMD storie, hierdie foot mouth disease, right? En toe kom die minister 'n bietjie later en sê, "Hey, nee, julle is almal veilig. Moenie worry nie, julle gaan nou nie doodgaan nie."
Yeah.
En dan toe maak Zimbabwe en Swaziland hulle hekke toe.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a financial crisis until obviously it was announced that, you know, we are safe to eat red meat in this country. Your thoughts on that?
Rooi vleis van diere wat bek en plou seer geïnfekteer is veilig om te eet. Daar is geen risiko vir enige mens aan hierdie vleis nie. So dis 'n siekte, en dit kan eintlik in my leuke terme kan dit vergelyk word met koorsblare vir mense.
Ja.
So die grootste skade is aan die diere per se, maar daar's niks fout met die vleis nie. Die vleis is gesond om te eet en ek dink met die eerste uitbraak van back and closure in die begin van 2019 het ons op daardie stadium vir minister Zokwana baie mooi gevra en hy het ons gehelp om af te kondig op daardie stadium en ons huidige minister Didiza het regtig uit hulle pad uit gegaan om die verbruiker in te lig daarvan om te sê, hierdie vleis is gesond en is veilig om te eet. So, ek is baie dankbaar vir die minister en ek is baie dankbaar op die einde van die dag vir die departement van dieregezondheid, waar hulle dit hanteer het en ons is trots daarop om deel te wees van die rooi vleis waardeketting en hulle deel te hee van ons waardeketting.
Ek wil jou, ok, nog een vraag.
Nee, ja, nee,
ek wil jou nie laat gaan nie. Jy is soos bultong in my een.
My leven.
Okay, hoe belangrijk is dit om jou, obviously, jou dieren in te vat vir inspuitings?
Ok, so,
en daar is baie siekte daar buiten, right?
Daar is. Die belangrike ding is, en ek dink, dis wat ons gesien het, nadat die veilings toegemaak is, in die einde van verlede jaar. Sekere producente kon nog steeds hulle diere verkoop.
Ja.
En ons is, by die voerkraalvereniging, het ons best probeer om uit te gaan en te kyk, waar is hierdie gesonde diere, as ek so kan sê?
Hmm.
Of waar is die producente wat omsien na hulle diere, spesifiek met betrekking tot diere gesondheid, en wat geskiedenis het, van na diere kyk. So, dis uiters belangrik om na jou diere te kyk, om soos die Engelsman sal sê, 'n track record te bou,
'n ja, ja.
geskiedenis te bou oor hoe ek na my diere kyk. En sodra jy daai track record het, dan gaan ons definitief kyk na jou diere en dan gaan ons definitief dit deel wil maak van die voerkraalvereniging se diere, se lede, se voerkrale, maar wat baie belangrik is wat hiermee saamgaan is na speurbaarheid of die Engelse woord traceability. So, traceability at this stage, we're at a very advanced point of introducing traceability throughout the value chain in South Africa. We've had a meeting about almost three weeks ago, where the total value chain came together and said, traceability is of the utmost importance, and it's now time that whether or not you're an emerging farmer, a commercial farmer, a feedlot, an abattoir, you need to have traceability. We need to impress it on everybody, and we need to assist people. Because it's understandably, we've never really done this. Even though there's the brand mark system and the brand act on brand marks, the AIDA Act in South Africa, we haven't actually implemented this to the extent that we enforced it. We spoke a lot about it in the value chain, but now traceability, and if we want to continue to export meat to the rest of the world, which we actually do very good, we have to implement traceability throughout the value chain.
Baie dankie Dewald. Ek hoop ons gaan meer inligting obviously op Kliewe, is dit kliewewords.com?
Yes.
Beeftalk.co.za. Okay, cool. Right, so make a turn over there, beeftalk.co.za, that's where you'll get more information. Goed gaan.
Is lekker om jou weer te sien.
Baie dankie.
Dankie. Dis my eerste keer, maar was lekker om jou weer te sien.
Dis reg. Goed gaan.